Hello, it's Larry Clark from Excelsi Music Publishing, here again with another From the Composer series. Today I'm talking to composer Michael Miller. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
How's it going for you so far?
It's going really well, thank you.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you're with us here today. And let's start off with a little bit of background about you as a composer and your background in music, how you got all started in all of this adventure of writing music for band.
Awesome. So I grew up in upstate New York from central New York and attended Syracuse University and then the University of Florida. And kind of through my musical education upbringing, I started arranging things for bands. Started with marching band, running pop tunes and things of that nature. And was always writing things for, you know, my instrumentalist friends. From an early perspective, the first thing I remember doing is I would arrange four-part choir hymns when I was in a church choir for string quartet. I started on the violin before picking up trumpet. So I, you know, just as I was learning music theory, was always kind of experimenting with it and just being curious about the craft of, you know, making organized sound. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because, you know, I often tell younger students and composers that the best way to get started is to just arrange somebody else's music.
Oh, yeah.
Because you kind of get inside their head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
That sort of thing. So how did you actually get started writing some original compositions for band?
I think after doing enough arranging, I don't want to say I got bored with arranging, but, I got curious, and I wanted to see what ideas that I could come up with. And I think the first thing I ever wrote that was original, was this really bad piece for high school band when I was a senior in high school. And I had, you know, I've been talking to my high school band director about, you know, learning the craft of composition. And he was just like, well, hey, we have a spring concert in 6 months. Why don't you try to write a piece for our school band? So I remember going home and kind of learning Finale and coming up with this piece. It was called Throughout Our Lives. I was really deep in my first composition. And, just kind of wrote things that came to mind. And I think like most early composers, a lot of it was imitation. I was imitating the composers that we had been performing. So sure. Original to a point, you know. And yeah, I'll never forget those first couple rehearsals in the high school band room, kind of working the way, working our way through the piece. And just from there, just, you know, again, just more experimentation and exercises and curiosity.
So that's great because, you know, having a teacher who can inspire you and foster that desire, that's awesome. I mean, I think a lot of composers that have been successful, you know, have those sort of mentors that sort of push them along in the right direction.
Definitely.
So you mentioned a little bit about writing string quartet stuff for church and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of other writing that's outside of the concert band realm?
Not a ton, but it is kind of a recent venture because I strive to be a holistic composer, not just for band. So I've just recently started expanding some works. I think initially I've started just taking some of my easier concert band stuff and rescoring it for strings just to learn the craft. Then also I just recently finished my first piece for choir. So I think in the next few years, I'll definitely have some choral and orchestral output as well.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Great. So talk to us a little bit about your process. What, you know, when you sit down and say, I'm going to write a piece, how do you get started?
I usually just play the piano for a while and organically, you know, whether it's a melody or a rhythm or, you know, some kind of tone cluster or chord progression, I'll come up with something that I like and just kind of improv on that and expand upon it, write it down, leave it alone for a few hours or sometimes a few days and come back to it. Sometimes I'll, you know, sit down and write a phrase, and I won't touch it for days or weeks. And I just kind of put it in this, working folder, you know, tucked away on my computer, and I might revisit it and eventually flush it out into a piece of music. But you know, a lot of it just comes from just kind of playing around on the piano and seeing what happens organically.
So obviously, since you're a younger composer, I would assume that you probably learned composing while you were learning the notation software and not necessarily doing a lot by hand. Is that accurate?
Yeah, definitely. I remember using Finale initially, like I said. I think I'm kind of in line with, I'll call it my generation, where most of what I've done has been on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So do you, I know you were, and the listeners probably don't know this necessarily, is that you were a band director before. Now you're writing music full time. How has that influenced you as somebody who writes, you know, band music?
Well, as a band director, I would always look for music that was playable and educational. So that was really important for me, that when I was putting music in front of my students, that it was something that A, was going to make them sound good, of course, but B, something that they would learn from and grow from. You know, it wasn't about just finding music that we could sound good on quickly, but music that the students would leave behind and feel accomplished and successful after. So I think for me, when I write music, that's kind of my goal. Obviously, I want the music that I write to sound good, but you know, I want students to enjoy it. I want them to have fun from it. But when they're done learning my piece, I want them to be a better musician from it as well.
Sure. Well, I think it's also important to note, and I'll be the one to say this out loud, is I know that your band here in the Tampa area was definitely one of the best bands in this area, and if not the state. So I think that gives you a really good perspective on writing music that can work for students, which is important.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So the age-old question I ask all composers is, do you ever get writer's block? And if you do, you know, how do you get past that?
You know, I don't really. I don't know if it's writer's block. I just think that sometimes my ideas are better than other times. So it's kind of
sure.
Kind of like I said earlier, if I'm writing something and you know, it's kind of coming organically, I'll keep going with it. If I'm writing something and I don't like it or I don't think it's my best work, I'll just kind of push it aside and maybe come back to it later. But yeah, I just kind of write as much or as for as long as I can each time I sit down. And, you know, I don't ever really get frustrated. I just, if it's working, great, I keep going. If it's not working, I put it down and I go do something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard that story a lot from, you know, doing these podcasts, but it is also interesting to me how different it is for different composers. You know, some will just push through it, and that's kind of more my style. Is if I hit a roadblock, I just keep trying and keep going until I break through somehow. And then a lot of people are like you, where they just say, enough's enough, walk away, go take a walk, go play video games, go do a sport, do something to just get away from it and do something else.
Yeah, I was working on this piece the other day, and I was like 95% done with it. And there's these three measures at the end, and I was trying to get to this impending conclusion, and that was a moment that I kind of had writer's block, and I kind of took the approach you mentioned. I just wrote three measures that got me to where I needed and wanted to go, but I knew it wasn't very good. And then I came back to it a few days later, and it's just, it's interesting how just time and place or a new day or a different cup of coffee can yield right. Different or better results.
Yeah. I guess some of that was just one of my teachers was like, you know, just kind of sketch out where you want to go and place melodies where you think they should be. He says, you can always change it later, but yeah, just get to the end. He was always pushing me to get to the end, get to the end. Mm-hmm. And then if it's very sparse, or it only has a tune here or there, or a little fragment of some, or you want a woodwind scale run, you just write, you know, 16th note beams, but no notes, and you fill it in later. That was kind of his, you know, thing. So it's interesting, you know, how different people approach the different way of doing things, for sure.
Yeah. And I think I find, as a younger, newer composer too, that I often feel a lot of pressure, if that makes sense, to finish. I put a lot of pressure on myself. So I think in those moments, it can be difficult, because I know that I'm close and I want to get there, but I think sometimes, like you said, it takes a little bit of time and flushing out, and you just have to be patient with it.
So do you find that listening to other people's music is helpful in that regard sometimes?
Yes and no, because yes, because it definitely helps inspire some creativity. Right. But at the same time, I find it sometimes as a hindrance, because I often will start to imitate that, which is good, but I certainly don't want my music. So I don't want somebody to listen to my music and go, oh, well, that sounds like such and such a composer.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword there, I guess. Yeah.
Well, if you were to pick some composers that have been influential to you in terms of, you know, because I really think everybody ends up being an amalgamation of all the different influences that they've had.
Certainly.
And that's what makes them unique and their own. Mm-hmm. So do you have any like composers that you would put in that category?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the war horses of the Scholastic band movement. So I really enjoy like Persichetti, the music of Holst, and then, you know, some of the newer stuff, at least when I was coming through school, of Frank Ticelli. And there's a couple, more than a couple, good pieces out there by this composer, Larry Clark, too. But but yeah,
well,
go ahead.
My pieces were a little too easy for your band.
No, those standard festival pieces, the grain blues, sure. You know, just the music that works. It's the music that gets played time and time again. And I think I already said Persichetti. I find his harmonic language so communicative and fresh.
Yeah. Even after all these years. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For sure. It's very, very unique and inventive.
Mm-hmm.
So is there certain types of music that you're listening to these days that you know, you haven't done in a while, or something new that you've discovered?
You know, I've been really forcing myself to listen to those composers that are fresh and the leaders in the field right now. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean the composers that are being performed a lot.
Right.
So I've been listening to the music of Jim Stevenson lately.
Yes, sure.
And then some Michael Markowski as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few of those composers like Rossano Galante that are just they're kind of redefining the medium for 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Michael, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today about your music. Give us some ideas of how people could get in contact with you if they're interested in learning more about you or commissioning you to write a new piece for their band. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, it is 2019, so I am everywhere. I'm online. My website is michaeljmillermusic.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you name it. my kind of my independent company is called Michael J. Miller Music LLC. So I'm on pretty much any handle you can find me by typing in that. And you can also go to the Excelsior website and start from there.
That's true. You can. So do you like it when students or teachers contact you?
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. I think that's my favorite part about music is the people and interacting with people and getting to know people and talking about music and life with people. I think kind of as I grow through this career and through my life, I've realized that more and more that musicians are some of the just best people, if that makes sense. We're just,
oh, absolutely.
We're all very approachable and we're, you know, most of us are not in this for ourselves, but for the greater musical community. So yeah, I definitely love when people reach out. Yeah.
Excellent. So make sure you take the opportunity to reach out and learn more about Michael Miller's music. And as he said, he has his own website, but also you can reach out and find him at the Excelsior Music website, excelsiormusic.com. Michael, again, thank you for being with us today. And I appreciate you taking time to discuss a little bit about your music and what you've done in your career.
Thanks so much, Larry.
Excellent. That's another episode of From the Composer from Excelsior Music Publishing. I'm Larry Clark. Thank you for listening.